3 to 5 million Iranian pilgrims are expected to take part in this year's Arba'in pilgrimage in Iraq. Arba'in marks the culmination of a 40-day mourning period after the martyrdom anniversary of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, on the 10th day of the Islamic lunar month of Muharram. This year, Tehran and Baghdad have established a joint plan to facilitate and organize the flow of pilgrims. In a phone call with Iran's first vice president, Ishaq Jahangiri, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi lauded the joint efforts. Analysts hail the growing ties between the two countries in organizing the event.
There are very strong ties which bind Iran and Iraq, and these ties have come to the limelight in the last couple of years with the beginning of the Daesh crisis. Not only did we witness support and backing at the official level, but the people of Iran have poured stronger than ever to take part in Arba'in and to express solidarity with the people of Iraq.
Iran and Iraq share some 1,700 kilometers of borders. The flow of Iranian pilgrims will be concentrated through three border terminals, Al-Shalamisha, Al-Shib, and Zarbatia, the Iraqi provinces of Basra, Misan, and Wasat. Iraq's Interior Ministry has announced that the joint preparations between local officials have been finalized. Analysts believe cooperation is needed to safeguard the security of pilgrims.
Iran and Iraq are joined by historic relations, as well as geographic, economic, and ideological ties. Both states realize the depth of the security interest between them and the need to establish joint security strategies to safeguard the millions of pilgrims flowing in, especially those coming through land.
Each year, more and more Iranians pour into Iraq to take part in Arba'in ceremonies. Iran and Iraq have boosted efforts this year to organize the pilgrimage, which both states see as a chance to enhance Muslim unity. Atafa Ahmad, Press TV, Baghdad.